Well, you know, all my friends are still there. You know, just because I wasn't on the radio there didn't mean I was not hanging around with Jeff or Annabelle, and my mates are still there. You know, I've had mates up from my virgin days over the weekend that's just gone by. So it wasn't kind of like walking somewhere strange, because I knew people, and, you know, I'm well thought of there, and I like them a lot. So it was kind of I got a warm feeling in my stomach. It was nice to walk back in there and to... It's quite exciting launching a service. It's a station that seems to be going to go on and have some success with what it's doing. You know, it is breaking the mould as a station, remember. It's not your typical commercial radio station. The fact that they've got these decade stations and they're trying to do a lot of work on the internet and with, you know, social media. And they're kind of stranded between land commercial radio and, you know, the work of the BBC. And I think they, you know, stride that middle ground, absolute, where they want to make documentaries, want to make music specials, and want to, you know, safeguard radio. So it's not just jukebox songs just being churned out day after day. They want to actually put something, give it some context, you know, paint some radio pictures with it all. So I'm excited that, you know, the stuff that I make and do is going to be on not only just 60s across all the services. I'm doing stuff for 70s and 80s and 90s and everything. So I just did the last REM interview for them last week, which went out last night on the main station. So I'm excited that I can, you know, I've got a creative outlet, really, more than anything.
And being reunited with Jeff as well for the launch on air, does that kind of
bring
it back full circle?
Yeah, well, I'll be on air with Jeff, I think, on the 21st. Pete and Jeff will be back together in the studio on Absolute Radio, and then he's going to join me on the launch, which is the 22nd, I think. Have I got the dates right there? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's next Tuesday, 22nd.
I'll be on. I think I'm going on Monday doing the whole show, and then he's going to come on, because Jeff's got a brunch show on a Sunday on that, so he'll be on picking his favourite Beatle record throughout the week, and we'll get some of the people on. We've got quotes from all sorts of people, but yeah, it'll be exciting. We've always remained friends and everything, and I like him a lot, and he's very funny, and he's very successful, and I like to think I may have played some part in that somewhere along the line in dragging him up from the gutter and dusting him off and giving him a chance. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, since you left Virgin, you've obviously done quite a variety of different things, including kind of some overnight stuff on Radio 2 that people might have heard you, XFM Breakfast and things like that.
Well, I mean, I sat in for Steve Wright. I covered for Terry Wogan. I covered for Ken Bruce. You know, I covered for Dermot O'Leary. You know, I did Janice Long's show. I did Breakfast on 6. I've done it all. And I went out there and worked, not by design, by accident more than anything. I found myself working and getting offered a lot of work. And the thing with the BBC, I always wanted to make documentaries. And I've lost count how many I've made now. It must be between 20 and 30 docs that have been broadcast. So I've had success, and it's it kind of feels like it's a full circle. And coming back to One Golden Square just feels like it's the right time for me. It really does. And I'm not just saying that for the quote in the paper. I'm happy to be going back there. I really am. You know.
I mean, when you were obviously starting out at Piccadilly, was it an ambition of yours to get to Radio 1 or Radio 2 in those days, or was that something you never even thought of?
I don't think it was achievable. I don't think many of us had a career plan. Whatever will be, will be. And it's a very difficult industry to survive in now, anyway. But I mean, some of my favourite times were my formative years at Piccadilly. I was at Piccadilly a long time. I was 12 years or something nuts. I was there a very long time. And then I went to Virgin Radio for a long time, maybe 8 or 9 years or something, maybe 7 or 8 years. So I've been loyal to the companies. And the shortest period of time I spent 4.5 years at the BBC and did a year at XFM, which I didn't really enjoy. And, you know, throughout that period, I've still been making my docs, my music specials. I've still gone out on the BBC. And I think, you know, I just think, looking back at Pick and all that, I think, you know, there'd never been a planner. You just keep to fall into things, you know. You bump into people you ask you to do things, and that leads to something else. And before you know it, you're covering Steve Wright in the afternoon, for Christ's sake. I don't know what that's all about.
Big show. Woo, woo, woo.
The big show, I know. It's weird, isn't it? But at least I can say I've done it, you know. I'm not necessarily say I'd want to go back and do that, because, you know, it's not kind of where I'm at, really, but, you know. My time at the BBC was enjoyable, but I got there when it was going through this really weird, you know, transitional period, the BBC, which I don't need to tell you, of all people, what has been going on there with the compliance, you know, the cutbacks, 20% off here and there, redundancies. Although it was really interesting for me, and I met some lovely people and some of my friends, it was a difficult time for people working at the BBC at the minute. It's very difficult. They're up against it, which I and I've got a lot of admiration for the BBC, you know, as an organisation. But I think it's going to change forever, isn't it, the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, as a Mancunian, are you kind of pleased that they're moving more of it to Salford?
Yeah. Well, I'm on Five Live tomorrow, actually. I'm doing some their music critics, so I'll be doing some Five Live stuff tomorrow. I've not been in Media City, but yeah, and I tend to think that if they the people that are moving up from the capital to Salford Quays, you know, you just have to get used to it. You know, I've worked in Birmingham for the BBC, I've worked in London, you know, I've worked up in Glasgow. It's what it is, you travel, and I think once they get used to Manchester and its weather, I think they'll be happy. And it's a state-of-the-art building.
Well, I hope it all goes well with the station launch.
Yeah, we'll be fine with it, it'll be fine. I'm quite happy to go in under the radar and just see how it goes, you know.
Are you doing your mid-morning shows live, or a lot of those going to be voice tracks and things?
Yeah, I'm on live on the 22nd. I mean, I won't be live every single day between you and the gatepost. Most of the time, I mean, you know, 4 hours a day, and I've got to do another show on 90s daily. I've got my work cut out, plus all my stuff for the rest of the station. So I'm going to have to see how my workload goes, you know, because I'm down, I'm doing Five Live tomorrow at 11:30, then I'm on the 12 o'clock train, I've got press to do tomorrow afternoon in London, then I do Nile Rodgers for the Absolute Radio, and then I've got a big meeting with about this independent British movie about Northern Soul, so I'm busy, man, busy.
Good.
Busy, but it's all good, I'm not complaining.
And I suppose you've been probably really busy over the last few years, even though listeners and audiences haven't noticed it, if you know what I mean.
Documentary's not made in a couple of days.
Well, no, it's quite different from kind of being publicly on air every morning at breakfast or whatever, to then doing lots of things still, but not seeing it.
People get used to their regular presenters, do you know what I mean? And, yeah. I can be months on end in my little studio here, you know, and just coming out, blinking in the light, producing an hour's radio that's taken me months to do. Think about it. Is it worth doing it? I don't know. But you have to do something. We have to do something that makes it sound like we're actually thoughtful about radio and what we do. And we're not the BBC, so, you know, we have to try and make an effort that we can produce high-end quality music specials and documentaries. And Absolute Radio, I think, achieves that. I really do.